to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for June 25th, 2012. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Check out my Kindle ebook, Cultivating Your Career Reputations. Find out how a collection of smaller reputations combine to form your overall reputation in your career. You'll find a link on the website, douglasewelch.com. Today's show, don't be tentative in your endeavors. We can all be scared when starting a new endeavor. Whether it's a new job, a new business, a new relationship, the fear of the unknown can stop us in our tracks. Still, most of us can power through the fear, make it through the first day of work, and move on with our careers. It isn't always pretty, and it isn't always easy, but for the most part, we all get through those first tentative steps. Unfortunately, there's another behavior that can crop up when faced with new experiences. In these cases, we might profess our excitement about a new job or other endeavor, but when we go to execute it, we're tentative about it. We don't jump into the new job with both feet and our whole being. We don't push as hard to build our new business. We stop short on all points like a child cautiously dipping a toe into the water to see if it's too cold. This tentativeness can be more damaging than not pursuing new opportunities at all, because it gives us a false excuse should we fail. We give ourselves the ability to say, well, I wasn't that into that project anyway. Being tentative about a new project starts the project off with a deficit. When we fail to commit to something, and yet do it anyway, we risk the success of that project because we're basically telegraphing our insecurities and worries to the world. Why would anyone want to partner with us on a project when even we can't seem to summon up the wholehearted support for it? I see this type of tentativeness on an almost daily basis. It usually comes out in the form of woulda, coulda, shoulda talk, or the even worse, if only talk. If only I had more money, if only I had more time, if only I had a partner. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, and if only are usually code words for tentativeness. When you use these phrases, you haven't fully committed to making the project work. You haven't found the strength within yourself to give a clear message to yourself and others that this project is moving ahead. Will your project fail? Possibly. Every project, no matter how well thought out or prepared, has the potential for failure. But that reality shouldn't give you permission to be tentative. Committing to a project means trying with all your effort to make it a success. There's no guarantee that it will succeed. No one can provide that. So you need to summon up the commitment that you think the project is important enough to put in the effort required. When you go tentatively into a new project, you're trying to protect your ego above all else. You don't want to be embarrassed if the project should fail. So you tell people it's just a test or only a trial or still an alpha. You try to give yourself an out. But what you're truly doing is indicating to everyone around you and yourself that the project doesn't matter. Tentativeness sends the message that you expect the project to fail. You can probably see how damaging it is to go into a new project with such an attitude. It colors everything you do from that point forward. When approaching a new project of any sort, find the power inside yourself to commit to it fully, or don't do it at all. To approach it with tentativeness means that you begin the project with a deficit. You aren't committed, and when others sense that, they'll not be fully committed either. It's far better to acknowledge your fear and doubt and still commit to the project because you think it's something of the highest importance. We all have worries when faced with any new experience, but commitment allows us to do the best that we can do, even if the project itself might fail. It gives us a sense of energy and power and make sure we can't use tentativeness as an easy way out when the going gets tough. If you're going to do something at all, do it wholeheartedly. Sometimes you just have to take that first step, even if you might be a little afraid of where it might lead. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwright.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe button in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy career opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.